Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Alan, we were talking last week about Beaujolais, which is one of the classic French cafe wines that you can find. But there's a number of varieties that are pretty much, you could walk into any cafe anywhere in France and find these wines. And it's you're just kind of diving in there. So have at it.
Yeah, these wines are the poster children for the word ubiquitous. they're everywhere. Let's start with a Sancerre. This is the Berthier Sancerre Vieille Vigne, 2018, $25. And this is a lovely example of Sancerre, a bone-dry, minerally Sauvignon Blanc. Well, too many Sancerres totally lack fruit and charm. This one has both. The aroma is classic. There's warm summer grass scented with lemons. But to the point, the wine has a richness to it. I found layers of flavor on top, a streak of crisp lemon in the middle, kind of a spicy melon, and on the bottom, a creamy citrus, very nice and very complex. And of course, this all is held in with some great acidity and just loads of minerality. So I think this is perfect for the classic Chèvre goat cheese or a nice roast chicken. That would be perfect. Now, one wine that you'll find all over the place, especially when you're getting close to the sea, is Muscadet. And this is Domaine du Bois Mélange Organic Muscadet de Sèvres-Rhéman sur Lys. And that's a long name, and I encourage you, if you're going to buy Muscadet, look for the one that's marked Sèvres-Rhéman. It's like the state of Maine,
right.
Sur Lys. It just is such an improvement over what we used to get from just ordinary Muscadet. And this is a good example of this type of wine. It's polished, bone dry, smooth, very food friendly. I immediately wanted a plate of oysters, shrimp, and steamed clams, and a good crusty baguette to go with it. The aromas show, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Well, I was picking up snow peas and green olives and lemon peel on the aroma. And a lot of those aromas carried through to the flavor. But here's how the whole thing works. My first impression was a round texture with tart acidity, and then very subtly, the flavors of lemon, green pear, and minerals. They appeared, and they formed kind of a base of flavor that slipped into a long, intriguing, satisfying finish. Very subtle, very rewarding. And at $14, you, I say it again, $14, a great deal. Now, you got your reds, you got your whites, you also have your rosés. And here's one that I came across that really kind of threw a curve at me, but I think it's really wonderful. It's called Domaine de Fondmars Clémence Rosé from the Pays Doc. This is only $12, vintage 1919, so it's nice and fresh. Now, if you taste this wine and you say, boy, that's a mouthful of flavor, you won't be surprised to find out that it's made from 100% Syrah. Now, many rosés are dry, delicate little things, but this is an amiable brute of a wine. There are big flavors of berries, spice, and with an almost brandy-like sweetness to it. It's really not a genteel sipper at all. This rosé demands food and nothing dainty, mind you. I think that if you wanted to have barbecue ribs, this wine would not be out of the question. So we're going to put these on the website, let you try them out, and transport yourself to Paris. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.